interview with Mr. Les Page. This interview is being conducted by Carol Clark in Mr. Page's home located at 804 York Street, Valdosta, Georgia, on February 17, 1994. About your family. Family life, how many brothers and sisters you had?
Two living now.
Oh, two living now?
Two living. Mm-hmm. Wesley Page and Kennedy Page. What was the name? Just the
Kennedy Page. Okay. That's your sister, Katie?
Sister Katie, that's right. That's my sister.
How many brothers? When they were living, how many you got all, you know, just the whole family, how many was it in all, remember?
There was two boys and five girls. Now their names, I can't remember their names.
So you had a pretty big family though.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see, did you get along pretty good with them?
Fine.
Can you tell me anything else about your family, your mother, your father? What type of work did they do?
My father was a teacher. My mother was a housewife. And the brother and sister, well, the girls, they were housewives. And the brother, now he did some work in Florida before it was. Oh, he worked on the Caddy Coast in Florida, West Palm Beach.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember the depression? What comes to your mind when I say something about the depression? I'm mentioning the word depression.
Hard labor, no pay. I work for 35 cents a day and taking care of children.
Mm-hmm. So you took care, you had to help take care of your brothers and your sisters too?
Oh, yeah.
Too?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The young ones now, not mm-hmm. the older ones.
Mm-hmm.
The young ones.
Anything that comes to your mind about depression, did you all raise your own food?
Yeah, we farmed. And we quit farming in the 20s, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to public working along in the 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about all. Yeah, we didn't really know farming until we all just quit farming. It's just too hard of work to be out there farming and work hard all the year. Nothing coming in, so we just quit.
Okay. Was you something like sharecropping or tenant farming?
Sharecropping.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the year, declared about $500, and the man claimed he was breaking even out of all that hard work we done. So we just got tired of it and quit.
Mm-hmm. So the whole year, all you got was $500 for the whole year?
That's right. After he'd taken out what he let us have and this, that, and the other, that's about what it comes to, the best of my remember.
Mm-hmm.
So we just quit.
Mm-hmm.
And we all went to public working.
Mm-hmm.
Except my mother, she stayed at home and taking care of the house and cooked and fed for us and fixed for us like that.
Mm-hmm. And your father was a school teacher
school
in the meantime?
Yep.
And he farmed and taught school?
We did, but we quit it. Then we had to take the 2 inches of the children, we had to take in the chickens and eggs and stuff like that, and we were raising them.
Mm-hmm.
So we just got tired of that, we just quit.
Mm-hmm.
That was in the Hoover days, too.
Hoover days, yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. What was a typical day like when you got up in the morning during those days? You remember?
Catching the mule and getting in the field flying.
Mm-hmm. So you got up pretty early?
Pretty early. And plowed until school time, and then we go to school, we get out, and then come back, and we go back to plowing again in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So your day started something like what time in the morning?
Oh, daylight almost, so we had to get up early, and do a little work, and then go to school, then come back and do some more work.
Mm-hmm. So you got up before daylight and went to bed.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. What about religion. Let's talk a little about that.
Baptist.
Was it a rule that you all had to go to church every Sunday?
I had to go to Sunday school too. So my father was a Methodist and my mother and all those people was a Baptist, mm-hmm. missionary Baptist.
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah, we had to go.
Had to go. Had was to it go. An all day thing?
Just about it.
Just about. Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else you want to tell me about the church? Was it, you know, back then, those days, churches was what kept the families together, was that?
Yeah.
Some
churches were built out of logs, hurled in, just with weather boarding on the outside, a little wood heat in there to keep us warm, but we made it.
Mm-hmm.
We made it. Went in 42 and come out in 46. Two big 1,600 pound men. For 35 cents a day. Then a white man said he couldn't ride but once a day, and that was in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to know why. And he told me why. He said, H, the moon was tired. And I'm part of all day and I'm not tired. That's what got me. There wasn't nothing I could do about it. Because
mm-hmm.
I had to get out and get some money from my sister and brother and my mother. I mean, my daddy, we could do very well. But those two, I had to get out here to take care of them. And somehow, the day I appreciate it today, I did all right. Mm-hmm. With the time being, here it is.
Mm-hmm.
I got to be 81 years old. I'm doing fine.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Did y'all have any? You say you raised most of your food.
Mm-hmm.
So you never had to go into the reliefs,
no.
Like the soup lines and mm-hmm. things like that. And
honey, it wasn't nothing like that in the days.
Mm-hmm.
No, no.
It wasn't like that.
No, no. No welfare, no soup lines, no nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody gets sick in the community over here would come over here, take care of the crop,
mm-hmm.
harvest it, sell it, and bring it back.
Mm-hmm.
It helped one another back in the
mm-hmm.
days. Now, you can't get no help now. No. But we got along pretty good so far.
Mm-hmm.
Doctor, we call a doctor, he would come.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes a dollar, sometimes 50 cents, but he would come and go.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't talk to one on your dollar.
Sure can't.
No, no.
Mm-hmm.
But I made it through them days.
Mm-hmm.
Raised the children, they got high school. Some of them, yeah, they got high, all got high school. The grandchildren got high school. Best I could do back in them days.
Mm-hmm. You said you went to high school, you made it to high school?
No, my education started from the fifth grade.
Mm-hmm.
Only fifth grade. Mm-hmm. I tell them all, first day I went to high school, was laying out the foundation, and next day I went back to having to finish it.
Mm-hmm.
It was rough back in them days.
Mm-hmm.
It was rough back in them days.
Mm-hmm.
months of my life. And woke up that Sunday morning, I couldn't move, and Mama had beat it out of it. I appreciate it today. Yes, ma'am, I appreciate it today. Uh-huh. I sure do. Well, the fact about it, we didn't have any trouble among each other and the family. We had a family arguments or something like that, but I don't figure that was very much. Fighting and beating up one another, we didn't have mm-hmm. No, I never did get my very much in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the brothers and sisters, they didn't either.
Mm-hmm.
But we all got along fine back in the day. But sit down and listen to mother and father. And he tell me he would kill me, I believe it. And if he'd tell me to do something, I'd go do it. All the rest of them did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd stand up and grumble and just said, no, after I got grown, I got a little bug in it, but just bite myself and going on about my business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We didn't have all that caring and fighting and cursing and going on with one another.
Mm-hmm.
We just didn't like it. We didn't like it.
Mm-hmm. How did the white people treat
well, your family, did you have any kind of incidents that happened during the Depression? Well, they treated all the color people, they treated them nasty.
Mm-hmm.
Nasty, that's just the truth of it. Along those days, if it was a good white man, I was young, I didn't know whether he was good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I was concerned, all of them were bad. That's the truth. But since I got up grown, you know, we have some good white people. We still got some bad ones. I hate it, but I don't hate them.
Mm-hmm.
I love everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love everybody. And so far, that's what's carrying me along to. I try to help everybody.
Right.
Because I've been able to help.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm getting on things so far. I mean, age has got me now. I'm just expecting the way of the things to come along. It's fine. If it hadn't been coming, I wouldn't be getting it.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I'm getting on nicely so far. That's all we had.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we had.
The houses that you lived in when you were...
Shabby.
So they're sort of like cabins or something?
No, they're like shacks. Just to tell you the truth, just like shacks.
Did the person that you were working for or doing the sharecropping with, did they own these houses?
They owned, yeah. One guy was the same, he owned them. We left out of that and moved to another place. And they called us up and went back in those days. They didn't tax it, they called poll taxes.
Mm-hmm.
That was on property stuff. But the houses, shabby. Absolutely shabby. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, food stuff was cheap in those days, but
mm-hmm.
we didn't have the money to get it with.
Mm-hmm.
So if you could get over $3 or $4, you could get enough food then to take care of your family almost. But, you know, it was rough. But we got along pretty good in the days. Considering we got along pretty good. And the biggest thing about those days and then, maybe we were doing from a lot of the color people kept this closed.
Right.
If something come to you, just let it all out of you.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your mouth closed and think. Just keep thinking. You get over it. A lot of those people jump and run their mouth. They know what's going to happen by running his mouth. But not all of us did it, man. Just some did it. So we never did have all that much to say about things, about talking about the white and the black and this, that, and the other. Keep this close. Got along all right. Got along fine. Some things were said and hard to swallow, though.
Mm-hmm.
It was bad to swallow them. Swallow it and keep it going.
Mm-hmm.
We've got one pretty good one, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, when we needed help, and if we had to go that way then, he would give it, some of it, and some he didn't. He'd say, I don't have it, or wait till next week, or something like that. But kept all my clothes in the room, so we didn't get by. Yeah, they wanted a check. And, you know, people put it on you. Yeah. Well, I appreciate it. That's what I'm slack about going to church now.
Mm-hmm.
The whole Sunday, I'm going to be back in church, too.
Mm-hmm.
I sure will.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps you.
Yeah.
It helps. It'll help you do right. A lot of church people do. You can just learn to read like the Bible says, and do the best you can. That's all you can do. I don't go to church to be seen, see what somebody else got, or something. I go to church to bless
you. Mm-hmm.
I get the benefit out of that.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm not perfect. There's nobody perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But I do the best of my ability.
Mm-hmm.
And it's getting along pretty good so far, too. Not near as much pressure on us now as it back in them things back then. Not near as much. Near as much. Everything is working pretty nice. That's why. So some things come up that I dislike, but then there's nothing you can do about it. There's not a thing you can do about it.
Did you ever have any problems out of KKK or any type of those races, groups, or anything like that?
Back in those days, it was a long time before I learned what the KKK was.
Uh-huh.
I didn't come in contact with them. You know, not me personally, maybe some of the older heads did, but I didn't. Uh-huh. I've heard of it, but I haven't come in contact with some of them. I had a lot of nasty words were saying to me. Uh-huh. Maybe they were KKK for all I know.
Uh-huh.
But I swallowed the biggest of it.
Mm-hmm.
Kept it going.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't out of me being scared, but you know, the fellow says, keep your mouth closed. It'll put you in trouble quick. So I did. Well, I didn't care about anybody like that. And a lot of them had between one and two of the pillows. Sometimes fried balls or something, they had a little argument with them, but I don't be bothering them like that.
Mm-hmm.
I never liked arguments. But if you go to arguments, somebody gonna get hurt, you know. Stop. Somebody got to have some sense.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the KKK, it was a long time before I learned what that was.
Mm-hmm.
A long time. I've heard a lot about it. I've seen a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's bad. You know, I'm looking at some of that last night. It's bad, but then what could I do?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing in the world. Those were days, I had some bad days, rough days,
mm-hmm.
rough days, went for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
That's the truth. But now you can get a little something for your labor now. You're doing pretty good. No, I haven't had any trouble with the KKK, not that I know of,
mm-hmm.
but that could have been KKK, you know, arguments or something like that. I've seen it, but I haven't had any. Not that I know of.
Back in the Hoover days, let's see, about how old were you? You were about near
old. Oh, I was born in 1913. The Hoover days was in, what is it, 18s and 20s or 20s? I forget now how long that thing was. At last, you see, President Roosevelt. That's when that thing is about over.
So you're about near what, 20s, something
like that? Yeah, about somewhere along there. Somewhere, the best I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere along there.
Did you know much about Hoover? What type of person?
No.
He was,
no, only thing he put California on his feet, but the rest of the world, it was rough.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know too much about him.
So when you say Hoover days, that's just rough days.
Rough days.
You remember rough days.
And back in those days, you see colored people didn't have very much schooling. My dad was a principal. In the county, they had about 6 or 8 months. And half of that time, we had to be in the white man's field, picking up cotton stalks and pulling fence and stuff like that. My education was only 5th grade.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get very much as it is, but after I got up and got grown, I made my own job.
Mm-hmm.
I just got tired of everything I didn't come up with.
Mm-hmm.
I made my own job. If I'd have had more education, I'd have been at Tech High out here.
Mm-hmm.
But I was out there one while. When they come up, I had to go because I didn't have no high school papers. Mm-hmm. That hadn't been too long ago either, since I lived in here.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I sat in the bathrooms out there, and inspectors come down. They always satisfied at it. And that main man come down, plays you either pool or high school, don't have any. I had to go. But still, I stayed with my plumbing record. I did pretty good at plumbing work. I did pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I lived comfortable.
So how did you learn about plumbing? Something that
it's
you did?
It was a plumber's helper for 15 cents an hour. That's the way I learned. I just become to like it. And I do something that's like to see things be moving about. And I just got right down on it and just learned it.
Mm-hmm.
Just learned it.
So this is what you did when you quit farming?
Pretty well. Pretty well. I was plumber's helper. Pretty well.
So this is a trade you just picked up?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you're still doing it now, aren't
yeah.
you?
Mm-hmm. I can't do it now like I used to, but I'm still in the business. Got a couple of fellows working with me now. They do pretty good. I'm pretty good. I'm still holding a license
mm-hmm.
so far.
That's good.
I may get them for the next year, and I may not. A lot of people say, go ahead and get them along and get a little up, and I don't know what over them now. Because, you see, you have fellows working for you, a lot of fellows wants to half do it. I like my work to look nice. Half it decent anyway. And if you don't do that, I've got to certify the hard man to get through. If I don't, you turn it down, then I'm into it. I may face my life, and may take them. So if something else comes up wrong now, I'll go there. I'm responsible. I'll go straight into it. Or get somebody going straight into it. So that's the way I get along. One called me this afternoon and told me about something claiming that I didn't get a permit. He went off at the farm that I had bought me 2-3 days ago. So I said, well, I'll go back there in the morning then. I'll let you do something in the morning. All right, appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get nobody like that so far.
Mm-hmm. You said you're back in the Depression days. Your father was a school teacher?
Mm-hmm.
So he probably had it rough coming up too.
Yep. See, my father comes to this part of the country, they kept him in jail up there. That jail was 1912, they kept him in there. I don't know exactly how long, I was small, for citizen papers. I don't know how long they kept him in there, but they kept him in there for a good while. He's from a farmer from the Bahamas over here. So his first school teaching was at a place I just called River Hill. That's, oh, years ago. See, my mother went to school with my father. That's been years ago. I can't tell too much about it because I don't know anything about that. But that was his first place teaching school was over here at River Hill. And from there, down Mineola to Irvin Hill, no, Rocky Hill. And then out here on the south, and what's the name of that church out here on 41 on the right, way on down there, Irvin Hill, I think it is. That's where he retired. He retired long ago. In the 40s, I believe the 50s, something along there. I guess I don't know exactly what it was.
Mm-hmm.
It was. I was in circle. I didn't come out until 46. He retired in the 40s. So when I come home, he had retired. And Professor Townsend, all of them were born about the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Been into it, not bad with the law, been arrested once in my life, but then I reckon that happened with about everybody mm-hmm. in the majority of them. Well, that happened before, and I was with the law, and I haven't been with the people up there. I haven't did once to bring some phone back, I was bootlegging with me. I tell them all, when they get you up there in that courthouse, nothing up there, well, most of the time they tell it up there. You have the devil with them, like people up there. They say some nasty things. Supposed to tell them now, it's better now. I don't know how it is, but I'm better and don't need to go up there. But what I think is right and generous, he didn't want anything but the little honoring. He gave me a little honoring in there. That's what I'm going to do with him. I'm about the color race. Separation and all that, and lie with one another back and other things. Mm-hmm. We argued the color all the way until the end.
So they,
I know how we got on. Mm-hmm.
You remember seeing the signs up, white only?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Things like that.
Oh, when I went in service, some parts of the signs up there, white only. Drinking fountain, restroom, separate eating places, separate theaters. Oh, that was in their business when I went in the 40s. I mean, rough too. Yes, ma'am.
So when you were in the service back there in those days, how did they treat you? I mean, the blacks in one place and the whites
right,
in one place?
That's right. That's right. We had the theaters were separate. The mess hall was separate, the restroom was separate, drinking fountain, all that was separate. Different floors. Fights across there and the clothes over here, and then march you to church, fights, and it was just separate all the way around. And bad with it too. Because when I come out of service, I went in the movie field. It was down in the rough out there then. Yes, ma'am, it sure was. I just take all that to make a man out of one just living, one of the women, one day, but I don't know. It wasn't rough. Supposed to be fighting for your country and all that separate stuff, drinking fountains, all separate. It was bad. Mm-hmm. It was bad. That was one thing that we could have been good about it. You know what I'm saying? Until everybody got qualified, registered, and voted, that made a turn.
Do you remember that?
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me something about that.
Well, they didn't allow you to vote, not the color. The first time I voted in my life was when I come out of service. That was the first time I ever voted in my life. And a lot of the color people, the first time they ever voted, too, when they come out of service, when they were breaking up and like that. Well, it's just one of those things. That was all. Mm-hmm. No, you can go off and stone hunger, no man. Mm-hmm. And I was clothes and things. The one piece, my mother would wash them at night and dry them at night and put them on the next day. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Sometimes they talk to me, look like me, they were wrong, but I found out that no, they wasn't wrong. Mm-hmm. They wasn't wrong. That's a lot of trouble. But
you were talking about the kids not wanting to go to school.
Yeah, they need to go to get the education. Mm-hmm. They need to go and get it, because they don't need it. You know, the education thing hard now almost. They better go. Back in my day, we didn't have a chance to go. We didn't have that much school. We just had to work. Mm-hmm. We got long ago now, my children. Now, I can't tell you when they were born, because my mother had to take that. Mm-hmm. I have five girls living. Twin five. Kind of single life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can't tell you when they were born, because mm-hmm. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
The woman most of people, that better than any man in the world. My children are ranging from, well, they're in the 30s. My oldest daughter is 50-some years old.
Mm-hmm.
Not when they were born, I don't know. About 6 grams. No, more than that. Got about 9 grams. My daughter Pat over there, she's got 3. It's about 9 of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's about 9 of them. But now I can't tell you when they're born, because I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And that gets, well, that's about as far as I know to speak of anything now.
Mm-hmm.
Now there were some hard days and there's some pretty good ones.
Mm-hmm.
Some pretty good ones.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it takes all that to make a man out of it.
Mm-hmm. How do you think your mother and father felt about the depression?
Bad. They felt bad. They did the best that they could.
Mm-hmm.
It was the very best they could do. They felt bad. They said, I didn't talk to this. Tell us all about it.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me more about it. And I actually knew about it myself.
Mm-hmm.
I never knew. But they felt bad. They felt bad. Mm-hmm. Just keep fighting. Since you fall, don't wallow.
Mm-hmm.
I take that. Well, all pretty well taken that up. I got one grandboy. He actually lived a lot. He's young. He's about 30, 40 years old now. But I just figured the boy crazy.
Mm-hmm.
He was here with me for a while, but he left. And he got on that dope and stuff, so I was too old to be worried with him on that, so he just had to go.
Mm-hmm.
But now to say his mother down in Fort Knox, he's doing pretty good now. He's married, and he's going to church, and he's going by again. I think he said he's joining the church and baptized.
Yeah.
So I hope he is.
Mm-hmm.
I hope he is. If I don't hate, I love him because he's love.
Mm-hmm.
I love him. My oldest daughter, she got pregnant and put out those. For what? That's my brother. I think you and God willing, just don't do that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Marry or do something, but just don't have any more like that.
Mm-hmm.
So she didn't. And none of the rest of the girls didn't. They all married. And they were dating normal. Jean Hill was going to die in the bed about 3 or 4 weeks ago. She threatened to come home if we don't want to get some more room back there and get it picked up. And she come home, she's got some children. If don't have no room, just pack them in here like a bunch of watermelons and let them can. I love my children. I love them all.
Mm-hmm.
The girls, I can get more out of the girls than can that boy. That boy, every time he turns around, he wants some Charlie. He called money Charlie. But some girls, if I send for them for a certain amount, I may not get what I send for. I'll get something.
Mm-hmm.
I sure will.
Just one thing I forgot to ask you about. You said you were your family share crop. What did you grow? What kind of crops did you raise? And
peanuts,
like that?
Corn, tobacco, and cane, chupas.
What is chupas?
That's food for hogs. Well, a lot of grown people eat it too, but I didn't like it. I didn't back in those days.
Mm-hmm.
Anything we raised on a farm, we rye, we raised some of that, and I like it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the biggest we raised
mm-hmm.
on the farm. Well, we raised hogs, cows, and the rest of the wild food we got, I just got the gun and went in the woods. Squirrels, rabbits, birds, I killed them. Fishing. We go fishing.
Mm-hmm.
We got
Was it very much sickness in your family back in the Depression days? Do you remember?
It wasn't.
Not very much sickness?
No, no. I think the sickness was there, and I think we all got up in age. No, we didn't have very much sickness in our days. But when I went in sick, I was just as hairy up here as I was in my head, but I got it in. When that long run away, it just ain't no help.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't have very much sickness in the family. We ain't on my grandmother's side either. Not very much. So other than that, we got along pretty good. Mm-hmm. Come sick, we got along pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Every now and then I'll see something that, you remember the depression glass and all kind of, my mother would show me some pink, it was like pink dishes and things like that.
Yeah.
That they used. Do you remember that time?
There's some of that stuff is over there in the junk house of Mama's now.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of that stuff like that is over there now.
Mm-hmm.
They want me to clean it out, but I hate to go in there.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to go in there, yes, I remember that too.
Mm-hmm.
And the old bonnets that them women used to wear, and the long dresses, the comfort shoes, the high top, and the mean shoes with the buttons on the side.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am, I remember that.
That
yes.
Was back in the 30s?
Back in the Hoover days.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am, it sure was.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to wear those aprons, you know. Yeah, I remember all of that. Yes, ma'am. And most people cook some of the best food in the world.
What type of food do you remember?
Anything that's cookable. Yes, ma'am. Wild food.
Uh-huh.
Of course, I didn't like all wild food, but some of it I did. A lot of people say it's a coon. I don't like him because he looks like a dog, but I'll tell you one thing about a coon. He's the coonest animal in the woods. Everything he gets, he watches it.
That's
true.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've eaten some all of it, but I like the coon better than the coons, rabbits, and birds. I like them pretty good. But the coon, I like him.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
what
ma'am.
About chitlins and things
yes,
like
ma'am.
That?
Yes, ma'am. I want her to cook some. She said she can't cook. I clean them and she cook them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I clean them and she cook them.
Is any of that back in the Depression days, all that?
No.
Too much of that?
No, not hardly. The cooking proposition hasn't changed all around. And old people used to get out in Depression days like that and get those greens and stuff early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd take them 2 or 3 hours to cook it. But now when you go to work and come in now, the wife will go up there now and get a microwave in 5 or 10 minutes. Yes, ma'am.
So you think the food was better back then in them days?
Well, it was in a way, because back in those days they didn't shoot it and mess with it all like that. I know back in those days my grandfather and my father, when they kill a beef or a hog, they'd lay it up on top of the smokehouse and kill it up there. But now if you kill one, out of flies will take it before you can get to it. That's one reason that I guess they shoot somewhere to take it to the cold storage.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the best sausage, and we call it liver pudding, oh, that was fine back in those days. But she doesn't like that now, hardly.
Mm-hmm.
And harvesting food back in the day, such as potatoes, peanuts and stuff, I just take it, put it right under the back of the barn shelter there. Maybe a rat or two will go up on there and get some, but now if you do it now, it'll rot before you get to keeping it. It'll rot. You get sweet potatoes now, if you see the little black spot, you take it down and wring it out, and see it's dark all the way down in there. And what caused it, I don't know.
So food wouldn't do like that back then in those days? You think it might be something with the environment? Or
it probably is.
The type of fertilizer or whatever they use?
It could be. There were a lot of people, well, of course, used to use stable fertilizer back in those days, horse droppings, mule droppings.
That's what they used back in the Depression.
That's what they used back in those days, the biggest of it. And they were playing this, that, and the other, but back in those days, it make the nicest corn, nice potatoes, and all that stuff like that. But now they're buying that fertilizer because they don't know what's in it. You know what the mule and the hogs, you know what they eat. So by you buying the fertilizer, you don't know what's in that fertilizer. That may be because so much disease in the food and stuff like that. We had good food back in those days. We had good food. You kill a hog and stuff, and hang it up and smoke it, and dip it with what they call boards and stuff like that. Sugar killed him. You can't get a sugar killed him now. You just can't do it. But time changed. Time changed. That's back in those days, the good food back in those days. Go to the mill and get corn grind. You can get it ground almost like it was grind like flour almost. Mm-hmm. Something like grits and stuff. No, no. Can't do that now. Mm-hmm. Some old days, they were all right. Mm-hmm. They were all right. And if everybody went back to stay healthy, fat. The children was born then, they'd be born at home. Mm-hmm. It's called midwives. Mm-hmm. Now you go to the hospital, child born today, you up today and gone. Mm-hmm. Now, what's the difference in it? I don't know because I'm not a woman. So I don't know what the difference in that. But it seemed like we had more healthy people back in the day.
Were you born at home?
Yeah.
All of you were born at home?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Except my children there, they had midwives. Mm-hmm. Boy, that woman slept so till she don't know where she's going. Pretty good except labor. Labor was bad, really bad.
There wasn't very many jobs available back in the day.
No, nobody can find it. Not in this part of the country.
Mm-hmm.
In this part of the country, there ain't much kind of more than farmers. That's about the biggest share of labor.
Mm-hmm.
You got a very good crop at the back of stuff. 75 cents a day, all day long. But we had to eat. We had to do something. But now the time has changed. Now it don't look like the younger people look like they appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Get these boys out here, huh? For me, waiting for $3 an hour, well, I got to have $6 an hour. Well, mm-hmm. I'd have been going, I wouldn't have worked back in the 50s. You'd have been like me, you would have worked those days for that amount of money or else. You sure would have.
How much did you say you made? 35
cents
a day?
35 cents an hour.
An hour?
Yes, ma'am. Some of those meals for 35 cents a day. Yes, ma'am. But now, $12 an hour. I wouldn't have done so-and-so. Back in my day, we did it.
Mm-hmm.
Sure would have. Got that money and pay us off, we better get that money home.
Mm-hmm.
That was when old people's rules and regulations. Well, I got upset about that. Well, I couldn't blame them. It was expensive to be going. We had to eat and we had to have clothes.
Mm-hmm.
So, I didn't like it much, but I was scared to say something about it. But, after I got upset, because now we got to eat, we got to have clothes. I went to school with many days with no shoes. Many of those.
Mm-hmm.
And when I did get a pass unit, I had to keep them. Couldn't wear them on Sunday. No rags, going to school, tore up shoes, put people behind to keep you going.
Mm-hmm.
So I made it all right.
Where did you get your first pair of shoes from? Do you remember?
Uptown there, to, I believe that man was named Sam Lally. I believe that was the name of down on North South Asher Street.
That was your first pair of shoes?
You know, for me getting up some size and remember anything. Now when I was small, I don't know anything about when I was small. Mm-hmm. But when I got up grown or something, my first pair of shoes that I remember anything about it come from Sam Lattis downtown. You know. And the first suit of clothes I got from Sam Lattis. Patches on them and several Oakley patches.
Mm-hmm.
And them too, you got them on there.
Mm-hmm.
But we made it all right so far. But I'm still living. Mm-hmm. And my first, but I've for the service. My payday was $21 once a day, once a month. Now that was in the military. Mm-hmm. $21 a month.
Did you send money back home to help the
all
family?
All I could get a hold of was hit with my shoe. All I could get a hold of. After where they got this property here, I had 3 lots right behind over that tank house. That was mine. I had 2 more lots next to it. That's where I got my library and service. Mm-hmm. I went home. I thought I'd take care of it and bought it.
Whatever it was, you just had to get ready for it. Rainy, you
out of Eaton or Michigan or whatever you had, he would get rid of whatever the alerts on. When it sounds off, he just put on everything and we'd get ready for whatever's happening. That's just the way it was. But other than that, the food did very well.
Was your food the same quality as the other?
Yes, they claim it was better. They didn't have all that salt and all that kind of stuff in it. But it didn't taste like the home cooked food, but it was good. Yes, it was good. It had about a quarter warm. It had to last you a certain length of time. If it didn't, you just had to do that, because other than that, they didn't have no more than that either. Mm-hmm. They just don't know how to survive off in them.
Tell me something about your younger days, about when you were in the service, and what did you do for entertainment?
In the service?
Yes.
We go to the TX, we call it the TX, Decoration Center. We'd go there.
Did you go to any nightclubs and anything like that?
What they call the TX. We would close at 11 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Play ball, play games, and such a stuff as that.
Mm-hmm.
You could get a pass, you would go to town. You had to be back at the end of the pass. Mm-hmm. If you didn't, MPs would pick you up, mm-hmm. put you in the stockade, then you got a bad mark when you're that way. I'm glad to say it's a thing to do, because it meant you had to survive. A lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
I like treating them too, sure.
Okay.
I like them too.